tribute to Othello and Todd troops. Attending the Passchendaele commemoration service at Tyne Cot in Belgium to honour his grandfather, Chris Jones also paid tribute to the Todmorden men he found buried there, placing a poppy on their graves. Chris Jones' grandfather, Reg Francis, hailed from the Welsh borders, and the Shropshire Light Infantry man survived the battle, one of the biggest of the First World War. Chris of Cornholme applied for and received tickets for the Tyne Cot event as his grandfather fought there, and before going out researched the names of Todmorden soldiers buried there, and noting those whose names were included on the cemetery's memorial wall. One of the graves he placed a poppy on was that of Cornholme man Lance Corporal Othello Howarth, as he was interested in the unusual first name. He added, "I used to live next to the Mount Zion Church graveyard at Cornholme, and there is a memorial there, and a guy I was interested in was Othello Howarth, who came from down the road in Cornholme on Burnley Road." There are not many stones at Tyne Cot. Their bodies were never found, but there are lots of names around the walls, including Lancashire Fusiliers. The ceremony was very moving and very well organised. It was fantastic to find Othello's grave. I looked him up on an Ancestry website, and his dad was called Othello too. He was a Lancashire Fusilier, aged 21. Chris, who is very interested in military history, also saw a Son et Lumière show at Ypres during the visit. His own grandfather was gassed in the battle and was not expected to live, so Chris's great-grandmother, who had never been far from their rural borders home, travelled to France to see her son, who thankfully rallied and recovered.